Hello.
Hey.
She answered me like she answers. The answer is no.
She knows, no, she didn't want to speak, I know that.
Hey, yeah, hey. Okay. Okay, what we got here? These action items. Who's driving up? Nothing.
Tonight's school board meeting is being called to order. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular agenda item, we ask that you request a comment card from Mrs. Dito to my right and submit your comment card to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow only 2 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. I will take roll now. Mrs. Burgess, present. Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Present.
Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
And Mrs. Perkins, absent. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. We will have a silent meditation by Mr. J.T. Stroder and Pledge of Allegiance by Mrs. Joseph.
Amen.
We'd like to welcome all of our visitors tonight. As I've always said, this meeting is for you because I know, and I'm sure every board member here knows, that you have a heart for children because, as the old song says, children are our future and we invest in them. Do we have any recognitions for tonight? Okay, no recognitions. We would go to the next agenda item, approval of agenda. Are there any comments from members of the public regarding the agenda? If you've had a chance to look over it. Are there any comments from board members regarding the agenda? Then may I get a motion for the approval of the agenda?
I motion for the approval of the agenda.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. We have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Mrs. Joseph for the approval of the agenda. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess, yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins? The motion carries for the approval of the agenda. We will now go to action items on the agenda. The public may comment on agenda items, but remember, you have 2 minutes per individual. Consideration and approval of minutes from the school board meeting of June 4th, 2024. Are there any comments?
There's a correction for the agenda from our June 4th meeting. I asked that for a detailed expenditure report, and it wasn't included in the minutes, so I just want to make that correction before we vote on it.
Is that what the minutes are?
If I recall correctly, the request that you had was for those detailed expenditure reports, and the minutes of the meeting are not an exact verbatim transcript of the meeting, but do contain or capture what the board resolved, moved on, and considered during that meeting. And if I'm not mistaken, there was reference or there's indication of those things there.
I looked at it and I didn't see it, so I wanted it included, so.
So we can include your request in the minutes, but we can't actually include the document in the minutes because the document was not part of the meeting.
No, the document, I didn't see the request. That's what I was saying.
I'm
the
with
request.
You.
Okay. Point of order.
Ms. Dito will make a note of that.
Point of order, do we have to give a sub-motion to that, or we just make a motion?
Thing that would need to be done is to make a motion to accept the minutes with the inclusion of the
with
request.
Inclusion. Okay. That's what I thought.
With inclusion. Okay.
Okay. May I get a motion for the approval of the minutes with the inclusion of Mrs. Joseph's request?
Correct.
Ms. Joseph, would you state that again?
We've got the expenditure reports
for the
ESSER funds.
Okay.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes of last month's meeting with the necessary corrections made.
May I get a second?
Second.
We have a motion by Mrs. Joseph and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the minutes with the request indicated from the school board meeting of June 4th, 2024. The board will now vote. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess, yes, and Mrs. Perkins, absent. The motion carries for the approval of the minutes from the school board meeting of June 4th with the inclusion of Mrs. Joseph's request. The next agenda item is consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2024. Mrs. Sydney Stewart.
Good evening, Madam President.
Good evening.
Good evening. Board, Superintendent Strode, and everyone in this assembly. In your package, we have financial report summaries, including budget to actual comparisons for period ending May 31st, 2024. General fund total revenues as of May 31st, 2024 is $10,707,726.67. Expenditures, total instructional expenditures, $3,919,986.02. Total support services expenditures, $5,835,699.15, leaving the excess of revenues over expenditures of $952,031.50. Special revenue funds, year-to-date revenues, $852,606.27. Year-to-date expenditures, $7,584,559.77. You have receivables, $1,681,310.74. with a deficiency of $284,668.79. Projects. Total revenue $11,477,524.84. Total expenditures for construction $11,168,784.77. You have project management and professional services $308,740.07, leaving excess of zero. In our last meeting, Ms. Joseph requested a copy of a detailed expenditure report. That expenditure report has been submitted to the superintendent, which forwarded to Ms. Joseph this afternoon. Are there any questions?
The funds that were received from Red River, so we've depleted all of those?
No, ma'am. We have only drawn down, I think, around about 610,000 of the funds from Red River.
Any other questions from other board members? Any comments from the public? Okay. Hearing there are no more questions from board members or members of the public, may I get a motion to accept the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2024.
I motion in consideration and acceptance of monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2024.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Profit for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2024. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
I received my report this afternoon at 1:30. I haven't had a chance to look at it, so at this time, no.
Mrs. Profit?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins? Absent. Thank you. The motion carries for the acceptance of the monthly financial report, including budget to actual comparisons for the period ending May 31st, 2024. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of renewal of health insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the 2024-2025 school year. We have a representative.
Thank you, Madam President. Good evening, board and all present. My name is Natalie San Andres. I'm with Cadence Insurance. We're the broker that represents the City of Baker School System. We work with them, the executive team, human resources, your financial department, to ensure that we obtain the richest benefits possible for the most cost-effective rates for your employees here. We did receive an increase this year, which would be effective September 1st of 2024, from our current carrier, that's Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana. That was a 21.8% increase. Mentioned to the board that that is based upon, you know, claims experience, utilization, and history of the plan. So what we did was we did go out to market to all of the major medical carriers in the area. There were a couple that declined to quote. That was Aetna and Cigna. United Healthcare did provide a proposal. It was 22.5% higher than current, so even higher than the renewal increase that we had received from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We asked Blue Cross to provide options to try to, you know, look at decreases, and there were not many plan options available, you know, based on the decrease in benefits that would be viable for the plan. So we went ahead and recommended that the board in the system take the increase and then work on some of their contributions. We've decided that it would be in their best interest to split that increase 50-50 between the employer contribution and the employee contribution, and then make a slight adjustment to one of their tier levels, the employee-only tier, on the Community Blue Plan. We also handle the ancillary coverage, so that's the dental and vision coverage for the school system through Emeritus. The dental benefits were under rate guarantee, so that means a flat, no premium increases, no benefit plan changes. And the vision was also up for renewal but received a 0% increase. So all of those benefits through Emeritus will remain the same. That's the dental and vision coverage. So again, our recommendation was to renew as is. The medical insurance through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Louisiana. No benefit plan changes for employees. There will be an increase in premiums based upon the increase in the renewal that was received there. And then, of course, renew with Emeritus with no benefit or premium changes either.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any comments from the public regarding this matter, this agenda item? Any comments from the board? Okay, thank you very much. May I get a motion?
I motion to approve healthcare and supplemental benefit insurance packages for 24-25 enrollment plan year. As the dental vision plans, I have to say everything else, renew with Emeritus, as in with no benefit plan changes and no premium changes.
Okay. I have a motion by Ms. Butler. May I get a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a profit, and a second by Mrs. Profit for the approval of renewal of health care with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the 2024-25 school year, as well as the renewal of the dental vision plan, renew with Emeritus, as is with no benefit plan changes and no premium changes. We will now vote. Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Profit?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins? Absent. Thank you very much. The motion carries for the approval of the renewal of health care insurance with Blue Cross Blue Shield for the 2024-25 school year, as well as dental vision plans. Renew with Emeritus, as with no benefit plan changes or no premium changes. Thank you, ladies, very much. The next agenda item is the consideration and approval of the following policy updates. H-3.6I, Behavioral Health Services for Students, and number 2, H-3.6H, Behavioral Health Services for Students, is a new policy. Are there any comments from the public regarding the policy updates for policies H-3.6I and H-3.6H? These were in board members' packages. Are there any comments from the board? Okay, hearing there are no comments from the public or comments from board members, may I get a motion for the approval of the policy updates for policies H-3, H-6I and H-3.6H. May I get a motion?
I motion for the policy updates for approval of the following policy. I'm sorry, for H-3.6I, behavioral health services for students. Number two, H-3.6H, behavioral health services for students. New policy.
And may I get a second?
Second.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Prophet for the approval of policy updates for H-3.61, Behavioral Health Services for Students, which is an updated policy, and H-3.6H, Behavioral Health Services for Students, which is a new policy. The board will now vote. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. And Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Perkins? Absent. The motion carries for the approval of policy updates, two policies, H-3.61 and H-3.6H.
The 6I, isn't it?
The first one is 6I. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ladies. The next agenda item is consideration and approval of salary schedule for the 2025 school year based on Act 311. Mr. Stroder, did you want to say anything about that?
So, unfortunately, the state, you know, puts deadlines on legislation that they pass, and by the time it comes down to us, we have like a short time frame to pass that. So that was both of these last two policies. They wanted the behavioral health services adopted by June 30th, as well as the changes to the salary schedule based on Act 311. We will be bringing job descriptions to the board to update based on Act 311. So this is just approving the salary schedule with the proposed language that we added for 2024-2025. The amounts are staying the same, it's just the language that was added.
Usually we bring agenda items before the board, like say a Thursday or Friday before the actual board meeting, but in this case I would like to request, as soon as you can put this together, the updates for Act 311, because that's going to be pretty intensive, I would like to request that you give us at least a week's deliberation and review of this act. Are there any comments from the public regarding the salary schedule for the 2024-2025 school year based on Act 11? Are there any comments from board members regarding approval of the salary schedule for the 2024 school year based on Act 11? Okay, and board members, if you have any questions regarding this, definitely speak with our staff. May I get a motion for approval of the salary schedule for the 2024-2025 school year based on 311?
I motion consideration and approval of the salary schedule for the 24-25 school year based on Act 311.
May I get a second? Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet, and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval of the salary schedule for the 2024-2025 school year based on Act 311. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins, absent. The motion carries for the approval of the salary schedule for the 2024-25 school year based on Act 311. The next agenda item is a consideration and approval of a request for proposals for pre position contract for disaster remediation. Mr. Stroder?
Yes, so a pre-position contract is a no-cost contract, but basically what you're doing is saying in the event of a natural disaster, we are going to contract, we're going to set it up so that if that happens, then we can immediately begin negotiations with a company that's going to come in and remediate that natural disaster. And so what it does is it prevents kind of fly-by-night companies that typically follow natural disasters from coming in and convincing, you know, a district or a municipality that they need to use their services. And then, you know, they may know what they're doing or they may not know what they're doing, and then they're typically gone within a calendar year. I think if the district would have had this set up before the flood in 2016, I think it would have gone down a lot differently. So what this is saying that in the event of a natural disaster, and we have hurricane season coming up, in the event of a natural disaster, we want to receive proposals from companies, you know, that are housed within the state of Louisiana, to present, you know, what they can offer their services for in case we need to immediately kick in disaster remediation.
So this will go out for RFP?
Yes, it has to go out for RFP, and then we bring it back to the board at the August meeting.
Okay. I don't know what it was like for 2016 remediation, but it would have been nice probably to have that already in-house to where we know who's going to take care of whatever disaster we may have. So, are there any comments from the board regarding this agenda item? Are there any comments from the public? Okay. You guys are hot, huh? I hear you. May I get a motion for the approval of an RFP for a pre-position contract for disaster remediation?
I motion consideration and approval of RFP for a pre-position contract for disaster remediation.
Thank you. May I get a second?
Second.
Ms. Joseph?
She said second.
Mm-hmm.
She said second.
What I'm going to need y'all to do, because sometimes I watch the live stream, we really need to speak into the mics. I heard you, though, but we need to speak into the mics. Thank you, Ms. Joseph. I have a motion by Ms. Prophet and a second by Mrs. Joseph for the approval of an RFP for a pre-position contract for disaster remediation. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins, absent. Thank you, ladies. The motion carries for the approval of an RFP for a pre-position contract for disaster remediation. The next agenda item is consideration and approval to authorize Mr. James T. Stroder, superintendent, to renew property insurance, liability insurance, and workman's compensation packages for the year 2024-2025. Are there any comments from the board? Are there any comments from the public? No comments from you, Mr. Stroder. No comment?
Ms. Stewart, did you need to add why we're requesting this and not moving it to August?
As you know, our property insurance, liability insurance, and automobile liability insurance, workers' comp, is up for renewal. And the rates and the quotes are not completely in yet. We're still waiting on the property insurance. So the renewal date, the expiration, is July the 15th. So we have to do the renewal by July the 16th. So this would authorize Mr. Stroder to review the proposal and go with the best responsive proposal can go on and get the renewal going before the expiration.
Okay.
And with property insurance, keep in mind we've got the new high school that's going to be coming online. We decided this morning when, like the July 15th. So Mr. Bourgeois has reached out and he's currently in the process of working on that quote.
Very good. Are there any other comments? Okay. May I get a motion for the approval to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to renew property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for the period 2024-2025 school year. May I get a motion, please?
I motion in consideration to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to renew property insurance, liability, now I'm lost, insurance and workers' comp insurance compensation packages 2024-2025 plan year.
And may I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to renew property insurance, liability insurance, and workmen's and workers' compensation packages for the school year 2024-2025. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess, yes. Mrs. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
And yes.
And Mrs. Perkins, absent. Thank you, ladies. The motion carries for the approval to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to renew property insurance, liability insurance, and workers' compensation packages for 2024-2025 plan year. The next agenda item is consideration and approval to elect uninsured, underinsured motorists bodily coverage with the $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board for the 2024-2025 school year. This cannot be necessarily discussed publicly, is that true? It may be an executive session.
No, that's the last item.
That's the last item?
This is the same as the previous one. We're still waiting on the finalized quotes from automobile.
Okay. Thank you for setting me straight. Are there any comments from the public regarding consideration and approval to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage with the $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board for the 2024-2025 plan year? May I get a motion?
A motion for the approval to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage with a $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder, superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board for the 2024-2025 plan year.
May I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Joseph for the approval to elect uninsured and underinsured motorist bodily coverage with the $250,000 limit to the automobile policy, and further move to authorize Mr. James T. Schroeder to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board for the 2024-2025 plan year. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
And Mrs. Perkins, absent. The motion carries for the approval to elect uninsured, underinsured motorist bodily coverage with the $250,000 limit for the automobile policy, and to authorize Mr. James T. Stroder, superintendent, to sign on behalf of the City of Baker School Board for the 2024-2025 plan year. The next agenda item is consideration and approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board. Any comments from the public? Any comments from the board?
I have a question. How many times will they come to do a report, or is it just standard? It's just a question.
It's a good question.
You're asking if the Advocate comes to do a report? They typically don't. The district just has to designate what they're going to use for their legal advertisement. So it's kind of a reverse choice thing. You know, we know the newspapers that are in town, and so you just select one. It's not like we have to RFP for it.
And I know sometimes they view us online, like after our meeting is over, and they may or may not.
So I just want to add
give a comment.
A reporter showing up has nothing to do with this item.
Right.
This is completely separate and apart. In order to give the public notice based on certain actions that the school board takes, we have to designate a daily publication in the parish that will carry certain items of Baker School Board as action is taken. And that's what this is for. So if there was a daily publication in the City of Baker, we could use that publication. For instance, in other places where the Advocate has gotten a lot larger, it's taken over other newspapers, but there has to be a daily journal publication.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, may I have a motion for approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board?
I motion a consideration and approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board for the period beginning July 1st, 24, ending in June 30th, 25.
Very good. And a second?
Second.
Thank you, ladies. I have a motion by Mrs. Prophet and a second by Ms. Butler for the approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins, absent. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval to designate the Advocate as the official journal of the City of Baker School Board. The next item for consideration. Consideration and approval to settle the matter Sheila Franklin versus LaKasha Edwards, docket number 741115, for damages resulting from an auto accident involving a City of Baker school system bus driver, and the amount of $5,500. This is the matter that may be discussed in executive session. So I have a comment card from a member of the public. Point of order, Mr. DeQueer. Can that member of the public speak on this issue?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Ms. Shadarach, I'm so sorry. I can't understand your handwriting here. Shadarach. Ms. Shadarach.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening.
I am the Ms. Shadarach. I wrote in English. I'm an experienced school bus driver, motor coach operator, transit bus driver. So I see that there must have had an accident involving a school bus. I am definitely concerned because when I did drive for Baker, there was no training, no standard whatsoever. So I'm concerned about the school bus safety in this city. They had school buses without the crossing arm that's required by the state. So I'm just grateful that nobody got killed. I'm concerned. And I brought this issue up times before. Then they also had people out the central office driving school buses without license, without training. With medical issues, I am concerned. And I just wanted to make that known publicly, because sometimes people say, well, I didn't know, I hadn't heard. I am concerned. Because that's Miss LaKosha Edwards, which also drove a bus that had bad brakes. I remember that too. So we have problems that need to be resolved. I don't want anybody's child to get hurt or anybody in the public. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
We have all brand new school buses now, right? Yeah, we have updated our school buses to brand new school buses this year. Oh, during that time? Huh? Okay, Okay.
Okay.
We got to do more than one bus.
Thank you.
Yes, they should see the vehicle. Oh, yeah, that's true. I know that. You're right. No inspection.
Thank you. Okay. Do we want to proceed with this? Or do board members want to go into executive session to discuss this? If so, we need a motion. All right?
A motion either way, either to accept the item as written and authorize us to resolve the matter for $5,500, or if you want to discuss some of the legal strategy and explanation behind the request, we would do that in executive session. So if you're comfortable with what's printed there, you can ask for a motion, approve it, and we're done. Or contrary, if you want to discuss it, we can go into executive session and come out.
Now, that $5,500, that was offered to the person already, and they accepted it?
Let Ms. Moten respond on that. She was working that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
You speak.
Plaintiff's counsel had submitted this particular amount to us. And once that happens, I consult with Stewart, and I consult with the board president as well as the superintendent regarding that particular number before it's presented to you all. So if you all are comfortable with that number, then you all can go ahead and vote for me. If not, let me go back and I can give you all more details about your negotiation.
Well, that number is okay. It's okay. I'm just saying, because if we keep $5,500, okay? Then we still do this. We still have to pay attorneys more to keep doing, going over the same thing again, right?
No. Yeah. So this resolves and dismisses the lawsuit for that amount. Okay. What you see printed there will end all litigation.
Mm-hmm. Is this the procedure for each and every situation that happens with a lawsuit?
Whenever we need to seek authorization from the board to resolve a claim, yes, we will have to have the claim identified or the lawsuit identified for the public meeting. And then if we need to discuss something particular about the strategy or why we're making the recommendation that we are, we discuss that in an executive session. This is a fairly routine resolution of an automobile accident, considering the amount that it's being resolved for versus against continued litigation. This is a pretty acceptable resolution.
So once again, we need a motion to go into executive session or to accept the amount as is.
That's correct. If somebody would make a motion to accept it, we won't need to go into executive session.
I make a motion that we vote on accepting the recommendation that has been discussed by the superintendent and the attorneys on this matter.
I have a question real quick. I don't know if you can answer it or not.
Can we get a second on that before the motion dies?
It will need a second, but you can ask the question now.
Is insurance cover any of this at all?
So under your current policy that we have for insurance, it is a retention of $50,000. So most people understand your automobile deductible to be anywhere from $500 to $1,000. Because you are a larger entity, your retention will be $50,000. So your deductible would be $50,000. And this falls, obviously, 10% of your deductible.
Okay, I second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mrs. Joseph for the consideration and approval to settle the matter. Sheila Franklin versus LaKasha Edwards, docket number 741115, for damages resulting from an auto accident involving a City of Baker school system bus driver and the amount of $5,500. And we have a second by Mrs. Prophet. The board will now vote. Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Yes. Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Thank you, ladies. The motion carries to settle the matter. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed Ms. Perkins. Ms. Perkins, absent. Thank you, board member. The motion carries to settle the matter. Sheila Franklin versus LaKasha Edwards, docket number 741115, for damages resulting from an auto accident involving a City of Baker school board bus driver in the amount of $5,500. The motion carries. Okay. The school system. Thank you. Okay, information items. Information items.
Yep, you have the superintendent report, personnel report that I sent you on Friday. So that's just information item.
Any questions about that?
You can ask me in private. I can't discuss it then.
Accountability and assessment.
So hold on 1 second, because we created this report for Mrs. Perkins. She's not here tonight. Would you like to move it to August? Let's move it to August so she can hear and respond.
Update from CSRS, high school construction.
Madam President, members of the board and superintendent, we'd like to report that the progress at Baker High School continues. And like Mr. Schroeder had mentioned, we are working towards the July 15th substantial completion date. We had an OAC meeting today. We punched the new part of the building. Everything looks in place. We're working towards the installation of the furniture starting on July 15th, and that'll take about 2 weeks. The contractor is working on some of the site work conditions right now, some of the landscaping. We had that pre-install meeting. There's a few PCOs of potential change orders we're working on now. It's some items that came up from Dr. Russell, some additional furniture, some little odds and ends that were value engineered out of the project, just some coordination items. I'm not presenting them tonight. We are trying to figure out those values and figure out if there's any other credits or opportunities to offset some of that cost. So we do hope for the next board meeting to present any of those PCOs in full value and for your approval. Any questions about the progress?
I have a question. I'm not a contractor, but my husband is. And according to the architect's plans, we are going to spend above $120,000 for trees and flowers and things of that nature. And there's no irrigation. So do we have an alternative plan here? Because in a month or two, that's going to be dead.
Right.
With the heat we have here in this city, I'm asking, is there an alternative plan? Because beauty is one thing, but $120,000 is abuse of funds.
Sure. You know, it is customary that the contractor is responsible to establish those plants, so that is his responsibility. It's obviously up to the owner to maintain that once it's established. I can look into the history if there was irrigation and maybe it was taken out. I'm not sure of that, but I can get back to you on that information.
But if the contractor, once the contractor finishes and turns it back over to us, then those plants and trees are going to die, and $120,000 is too much money to just spend for beauty. What I'm asking is this: is there an alternative plan that we could put in place?
That's the tree.
Because that's a lot of money.
Right.
And we could use that somewhere else.
Yeah, you know, we are looking at potentially using some of that landscaping to offset some of those change orders, or the potential change orders. But we can definitely look into it. Again, I'm not as familiar with the species. I know they tried to install native plants, so at least they are customary to our climate. But you're right. I mean, we're getting into the dead of summer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really hot. You know, there are we can look into some other options. If you're alluding to removing or just options for to maintaining, then we can present those options to you guys.
I just know this heat.
Right.
Once the contract is gone,
right,
they'll say that's not our business, and I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
But who's here?
Right.
We don't have somebody just to water the grass,
right,
and plants. I have my lawn is irrigated, and guess what? My grass died.
Yeah, sure. Combination of all. So there are larger trees, smaller shrubs, and flowering plants. And so it will be a full variety of that in different locations. And I can send you guys that plant list so at least you understand, you know, the species and going forward.
And you mentioned about something about Dr. Russell adding extra funding.
A trophy case in the gymnasium space, that lobby space. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then just some additional shelving units in some of the storage rooms that the contractor didn't have in his price. So just mainly some storage to outfit the existing three storage rooms.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, board members? All righty.
Thank you.
Thank you. Announcements. The date of our next meeting is August 6th, 2024. And it looks like our school will be ready to house our children. So very excited about that. And the school
starts. August 8th.
August 8th?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Dr. Carpenter have a school supply drive. What's the date, Ms.
August 3rd, the first Saturday in August.
So please, y'all, let everyone know about the school supply drive here. But I think Chamber of Commerce has one too the same day.
Oh,
up
really?
The street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, there's some.
Miss Barbara Carpenter is from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And there are flyers in the foyer.
Anyway. 10 o'clock? Chamber of Commerce? 10 o'clock. So now, okay.
Running in together. Yeah. Okay, board comments. Mrs. Joseph.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
During our last board meeting, Mr. Stroder suggested that we do some research before we vote on whether or not to do the painting that we were discussing, which was a good idea. But our board president asked someone to look into it, and I didn't volunteer because I wasn't sure I could do it. I would have time to do it. but I did. And according to the National Historic Registry, we have done an excessive amount of what they call excessive amount of renovation. And the school itself will not be able to go on the National Registry, but all is not lost. The auditorium can. It's already on it, mm-hmm. and it can remain on it.
Mm-hmm.
But he also said that, like I said, we should wait and vote on whether or not to paint. According to the what was said before, I think it was Lewis, that the paint is already there if we decide to do it. And I'm just saying if we're going to do it, we say August 8th, the school is ready to go back. Now, they also have, they have a website. Anybody that want to look it up, it's nremt.org. But like I said, the school itself, we've done so much renovation right. that we cannot leave the school on the National Register. Well, it's not on there.
Right.
And it cannot go on it because initially we were talking about demolishing it and rebuilding totally. And if that was the case, it wouldn't be on it either. But she said that the auditorium would be able to stay. Now, I know we had some issues there, and I think Ms. Burgess has the baton in her hand to take care of that issue. So, right?
Yes, that's. Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you, Ms. Joseph, for doing that research. You know, I definitely, because it was just a sticky wicket. You know, Baker High School has the year, right? Do you remember what's the year? Baker
I'm
was
not. Built? I'm not familiar with
I
Baker.
I think it was 1950 something.
No, I'm not familiar.
Baker High School when it was built originally.
It's all in the. It's in the records. I mean, okay. all of the information yeah. is there. Yeah.
But I figured that we were in a sticky wicket with all of the renovations that we've done for Baker High, that it would not be eligible to go on the National Registry. But like you said, the auditorium is there, and that's a good thing. So we even need to think about that for the other schools as to how that's going to be handled. Okay. Thank you so much again, Mrs. Joseph, for doing that. Okay, adjournment. May I have a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
May I get a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Butler and a second by Mrs. Joseph. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins, absent. Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Good meeting, guys. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Oh, my God. See you later.
Good meeting.